Tribalism of Sub-Saharan Africa. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Marian. Thank you so much for tuning in to United Arab Emirates Geography Today. This podcast is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Tribe, unless being used to condemn a people's self-interest, is used to describe groups that have local autonomy because they are small, isolated or have few resources of value which interest the central state. Because the people lived in the bush, they were called bushmen. Secessionist movements, one-party states and military governments became the norm. Political parties that create genuine development platforms will launch initiatives that reflect popular needs. Building modern political parties and associated think tanks is the most urgent way to counter tribal politics. It is not a surprise that African countries are increasingly electing engineers as presidents. Tribal attachments interfere with getting some of the newly independent countries firmly headed toward a stable nationhood. The passage from tribalism and a colonial status to national independence and representative government is bound to be halting and difficult, and it may well follow courses which at times exasperate and puzzle people in the more advanced nations of the free world. It is only the relatively few Africans who have received a higher education who think of themselves primarily as citizens of an African state. When faced with elections, voters continue to express old tribal solidarities rather than deciding based on ideology or policy. European powers turn towards a tribal strategy of creating and enforcing divisions in the majority. The notion that ethnic politics are a result of ancient, tribal affiliations in Africa that have resisted modernization is wrong-headed. With a personal account, you can read up to 100 articles each month for free. Founded in 1947, the Journal of International Affairs is a leading foreign affairs periodical edited by the graduate students at the Columbia University School of International and Public Affairs. This is all for today, friends. My name is Marian and this was episode 8 of United Arab Emirates Geography. See ya next time.